So whenever I go to the hospital and minister to someone who is dying, I can usually tell immediately if they've lived their Catholic faith or not. Why? Well, several reasons, but oftentimes because I can tell immediately that they are rooted in our Lord, which means they tend to be at peace with their situation, no matter how grave it actually is. So I remember one time when a man was on his deathbed, his family was erratic and not taking the news well at all. And they kept on having me come in again and again to visit with him in order to do more prayers for his healing. Which, you know, I mean, I can understand on a human level their pain. Yet the man himself had a profound sense of peace and told me he was ready to meet our Lord if it was his time. Christ was his all, and I could tell that. He didn't want to cling to this world anymore if it was not Christ's will for him. In fact, he hung up a picture of the Sacred Heart on his hospital wall so he could look at him while he was on his deathbed. And you know what? He died peacefully, giving his family a lesson about surrendering to God's will as well. Now, in our gospel this morning, we see a scene from the Last Supper. These words of consolation and encouragement, which our Lord spoke to his apostles, were intended to console and encourage all of his followers for all time, since they're in the scriptures now. He explains to them that if we remain rooted in him, we will bear much fruit. In other words, if we remain in the state of grace, living a life free of mortal sin and open to God's will, and cling to him for strength, God will work through us for the good of his kingdom. If we choose to not remain in him, however, to live a life contrary to his teachings and the moral life of the commandments, well, he said, then we will be thrown out like a branch and wither. Those are his words. In other words, we will reject the free gift of heaven and freely choose to be without God forever in hell. Now, Christ promised that he'd be with us while we were alive here until the end of the ages. He promised that he'd help us to be who he created us to be, that he'd work through us to bring others to him as well. Our Lord warned the apostles to abide in him, to remain closely united with him, as a branch is to the vine, if we hope to bear fruit worthy of heaven. He promises us that if we remain closely united to him, that is, if we strive daily to keep his commandments and speak to him in prayer, as our second reading referenced, he will be ready to ever answer our requests and to heed our prayers. In other words, if we abide in him, we will have nothing to fear. He will lead us and get us through any adversity. He will take care of us. And we see this to be true in our first reading. We heard about St. Paul's experience as a brand new Christian. He had had a conversion experience on the road to Damascus, and his whole life had been changed ever since. For remember, prior to his conversion, he was responsible for the many deaths of Christians. But now, as a believer in Christ, he was ready to face any adversity for our Lord. You know, I actually find this passage we heard today very moving because it juxtaposes adversity and peace in an interesting way. If you noticed, it says, in a way almost as an afterthought, that St. Paul was almost killed for debating with the Hellenists, the Greeks, which causes the Christians there to help him flee to Caesarea. Now, I don't know about you, but you think that an almost death would shake the Christians up. But what's the very next line it says? The church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. So in the midst of a persecution, the Christians are still at peace. Why? Well, St. Luke tells us in today's reading. He says that the church was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord. And with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. In other words, the church remained rooted in Christ. And even in the midst of suffering, she was fine. She was growing in numbers. You see, adversity and suffering were not a game changer for the Christians. In other words, they could still see God's hand in the midst of it, and they accepted it. And because of that, they were at peace. God was in control and would work good out of the situation. As our Lord had said in the gospel, "Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing." Now, in our own day and age, I think there's a lot of reasons seemingly to want to stress, whether it's the state of the political world, the upcoming elections, our society and culture in general, whether it's marital problems or family problems, big life changes, right? Family issues or mental health, whether it's stress from finals this week, you name it. At times, we can seem to be overloaded with the burdens of life. We can go day by day just trying to survive, just trying to keep our head above water. But even in the midst of these burdens, most of which we cannot escape, even in the midst of them, we as Catholics are not supposed to be fearful. We are supposed to have an interior peace that the world cannot give. If we do, we will be able to manage the different stresses and changes of our lives as they come. Why? Because we've surrendered them to Christ. Because we will be abiding in Christ. Christ's grace will be working in us, giving us the strength to face any adversity, any worry, any fear that comes our way. If we abide in Christ, if we keep his commandments, we will not be overcome by the burdens of this life, but we'll be able to swim through them with a peace that can only come from Christ. People without true and authentic faith, people without Christ, when push comes to shove with heavy burdens in their life, they do not have peace, and that is blatantly obvious. Now, for those who have faith, for those who abide in Christ, they will have the Holy Spirit dwelling within them. Right? We will be in the state of sanctifying grace, and God's life within us will enable us to endure any trial that comes our way. Our eyes will be set on the prize, heavenly glory with our Lord. Pope Emeritus Benedict once said, "The one who has hope lives differently. The one who hopes has been granted the gift of new life." That's what happened to St. Paul. And this is why it's so important to remain rooted in Christ, to live his commandments, even when they are difficult, to frequent the sacraments. If we do, we will be able to put the daily struggles we encounter into perspective, just as St. Paul and the early Christians did. We will be given a peace that will be contagious to the world. I see that peace at the hospital all the time, because those people often are living for heaven, not living for this world. We all have a choice, however, to be rooted in Christ or not. We have a choice to come to Mass, but then live however we want during the week. Or we have a choice to say yes to Christ completely, to let him abide in our hearts and souls, let him be the center of our lives. We have a choice to put him into our day through daily prayer. You know, the world, as long as it continues to promote a way of living completely contrary to the gospel, will never be able to give us the peace that only Christ can give. We as faithful disciples of our Lord must say yes to daily abiding in him and his love. The man to whom I ministered in the hospital had the peace of Christ with him. He had the Holy Spirit. He surrendered to God's will in his present state. He was abiding in Christ. We too must always remain in Christ's love if we want true peace in this life. We must surrender our sufferings to our Lord. If we abide in his love, we will be amazed at how the Lord will work through us. We will be amazed at where our Lord leads us in our lives. We will be amazed at how the Lord always takes care of us. Christ has promised to remain beside us during life if only we stay close to him. While we remain healthy branches of the vine, who is Christ, we will be on the road to heaven. Our daily tasks, our work, as well as our prayer, our recreation, as well as our rest, our joys, as well as our sorrows, will give glory to God and prove that we are worthy to be called disciples of Christ. And so, on this fifth Sunday of Easter, we must ask ourselves, do we always strive to abide in Christ, to remain in his love? Or do we often take his love for granted?